Welcome back, or welcome, y'all. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, joined as I am every Monday at 3:30 by my partner in crime on these airwaves, Dom Salvia, host of the fantastic show that follows mine every Monday through Friday. You can find Dom from 4 to 6 p.m. all across the Civic Media Radio Network. Dom, thanks for being here. We've been talking about the fact that in 14 days, Donald Trump will stand on the very exact space where insurrectionists armed at his desire and incitement and direction stormed the U.S. Capitol and disrupted the peaceful transfer of power in this country, bringing democracy to a standstill in this country for a number of hours. We've been sort of reliving our memories from that time. Folks, if you want to get your two cents in before the end of the show, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Dom, I wanted to just share with you and then get your reaction to these three conservatives. I'm going to put air quotes around that because one of them that I'm quoting is the Washington or is the Wall Street Journal. And also, I don't think the GOP resembles conservatism anymore, but that's a topic for another day. Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. And this week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
no,
it?
No, not at all.
He has cost Republicans the House, the White House, and now the Senate. Worse, he has betrayed his loyal supporters by lying to them about the election and the ability of Congress and Mr. Pence to overturn it. He has refused to accept the basic bargain of democracy, to your point, Dom, which is to accept the result, win or lose. It is best for everyone, himself included, if he goes away quietly. That was the Wall Street Journal. Wow. Lindsey Graham said this. Trump and I, we've had a hell of a journey. I hate to end it this way. Oh my God, I hate it. From my point of view, he's been a consequential president. But today, all I can say is, count me out. Enough is enough. I've tried to be helpful.
Yeah.
Also, not aged really
not
well.
Also, not so well. No, no.
The invertebrate, as called by Charlie Sykes, I thought that was appropriate. Kevin McCarthy said this, quote, "The president bears responsibility for Wednesday's attack on Congress by mob rioters. He should have immediately denounced the mob when he saw what was unfolding. These facts require immediate action by by President Trump." And, of course, Donald Trump, just about, I don't know, speech last year-ish, I forget the month, said this, "It will be my great honor to pardon the peaceful protesters, or as I often call them, hostages."
You can't wait. And I did see in the news today, Maggie Dawn, that Enrique Tarrio, one of the heads of the Proud Boys, doing like 22 years for seditious conspiracy, literally seditious conspiracy, look it up, folks, yes, is asking Donald Trump for a pardon as well. And ironically, as you were reading the Wall Street Journal observations after January 6th of 2020, or as I like to call it, happy Hang Mike Pence Day, because that's what they were doing. If you're a Trump supporter, is Hang Mike Pence. It's Hang Mike Pence Day. The Wall Street Journal this year declining. To endorse a presidential candidate. So after what they just said, as you read 4 years ago, Megan, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it. They were returning to their roots and decided not to endorse a presidential candidate.
I think it's even more disturbing than that, right? Because this is the bowing down, right? Like, that's what all of that was. It's the anticipatory, what do they call it? Anticipatory obedience. And all of that sort of symbolized by what the Washington Post decided to do last week, which is spike or refuse to publish a cartoon.
A
political cartoon by a Pulitzer Prize winning cartoonist, Telnaz, I'm not sure if I'm getting her name right. Anne Telnaz, it's spelled T-E-L-N-A-E-S, just to get the record correct, that shows Mickey Mouse and basically the LA Times owner, who's a billionaire, Jeff Bezos, and a few other tech billionaires bowing down before Donald Trump. That cartoon spiked. They refused to publish it. The Pulitzer Prize winning cartoonist quit and then self-published it.
And good for her. And this is a danger when we have, you know, our media news outlets and sources owned by billionaires who are not only billionaires, but also, you know, bowing down, maybe if not literally, figuratively, to the orange man once again after they see what he wrought upon this country in his last election loss. There is no spine. Maybe, Maggie, it's just a business deal. It's just a transaction. They'll get through the next 4 years, you know, with a little headwind from the administration as possible, and they'll move on. On the other side, you have actual, you know, news outlets. You have people getting fired, people resigning, because these folks are not in the news business to edify the citizens as the fourth estate in this country. They're in it to make money and to make friends and to keep the cash flowing.
Yeah, I mean, that's it, right? In this cartoon, she depicted Mark Zuckerberg, OpenAI chief executive Sam Altman, LA Times owner Patrick Soon-Shiong, and of course, Jeff Bezos alongside Mickey Mouse. This is what's, they can transact and be like, oh, I'll just cover my butt worth billions right now. And that's such a, while they're doing that, real people get steamrolled, right? It's sort of the political, the democracy version of tax cuts for billionaires while the middle class struggles. Like, that is exactly the equivalent.
So it's more the same, Maggie.
Yeah, and to think and consider that the WAPO's logo is Democracy Dies in Darkness.
Right.
Are you the guys that are bringing about the darkness that you speak of?
They're too afraid to publish a cartoon.
Yeah. Terrible. Folks, you're going to want to keep it locked. Dom Salvia is up next with the Dom Salvia Show. I'll be back tomorrow talking Beyonce Bowl. It was amazing. I'll explain all the symbolism and why it matters to you tomorrow on the Maggie Dawn Show.